Hey, this is comics writer Kyle Higgins, and you've jumped inside the Pullbag, only on the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the Pullbag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the Pullbag here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the Pullbag.
Hello and welcome to the Pullbag. This is episode 551. Yes, we are back after a two-month hiatus. Lots of stuff going on, folks. Head on over to the brand new GeekCastRadio.com. Check out all the new stuff that Steve Megatron. We have a whole new design. Steve, for the last 15 years of the GeekCast Radio Network, has used a bunch of magazine-style website layouts, and this time it's not that. It's something completely different, completely new. All new, GeekCastRadio.com, the GeekCast Radio Network. And we are here inside the Pullbag, as I said. And joining me once again, almost as always, is Mr. Joe Reed. Hello, sir. How are you?
Howdy do. I'm doing all right.
Oh, God. I just had that song stuck in my head. Joe Cocker, feeling all right. I love that song.
I'm going to have to learn it now.
Huh?
I'm going to have to learn that now and sing it for my intro.
Really? Oh, wow. It's mostly instrumental. There are lyrics in it, but it's mostly the tune. But anyway, so we are here and we're heading back to Image Comics, the massive verse. We're continuing on with our Radiant coverage, and this time around, it is the Radiant Pink trade paperback, because that's the next thing in the running order of the story. This collects Radiant Pink. It was a 5-issue miniseries. It has a prologue, and surprisingly, it's anyway. So this
Somehow I ended up with a limited edition San Diego Comic-Con. Nope, yeah, San Diego PX limited to 500 prints of this Radiant Pink.
Oh, very cool. You'll have to take a picture of that and send it to me later.
Yeah, the cover is like it's a kind of a play-up, a send-up of the Power Ranger holding their helmets, and it's a close-up of the helmet. It's a send-up of that. But very cool. Neat. Yeah.
Cool, very cool. This is Radiant Pink Volume 1, Across the Universe, written by Megan Camarena, who I believe Strawberry17 is her name on Twitch. It is also written by Melissa Flores. The artists are Emma Kubert, French Arlomango. I hope we're saying that correctly. Rebecca Knighty. And a bunch of others. Letters done by Becca Carey, DC Hopkins, and Diego Sanchez. We start with a prologue. And Radiant Pink, Eva plays. She is a online video game streamer. Well, folks, if you've known me in the last year or so, you know how kind of close this hits to home with this. But anyway. So she is a online video game streamer, like I said, and it's fun. It's interesting. I like seeing that's why I love these Radiant kind of one-shot things, to be able to see, like, obviously Radiant Black is Marshall. It's Nathan, and it's that whole story and everything else, but you get to see all the other Radiants do stuff. And I don't think we've gotten to it yet. Is it in volume? Well, we did volume 4, 2-in-1. Maybe we did. Did we talk about the Radiant Yellow issue? I think it was issue 18. I think we did.
Yeah.
Where we talked about Wendell and his time traveling and everything else, because that comes up in this. Mm-hmm. Wendell shows up in this. But, I don't know. I don't remember, folks. I have CRS. I can't remember shit disease. So, you know, this is what it is. but she is a streamer. She is all in on the online gaming stuff and real life. She doesn't do so well. She does okay, but, like, it's difficult for her. And her cat, of all things, basically breaks her microphone, and she ends up going to... And I can't believe they got away with this, but it's Best Buy. Like, it's not just bonus best buy purchase. Or, yeah, best purchase, or it literally is Best Buy, so that's cool. And that's where she meets Wendell, and that's where they talk and everything else. And then she goes to her girlfriend's place, Z, and Z just can't handle Eva's all in on the gaming and everything else, so they break up. And she goes back to Wendell and goes, oh, you're a little earlier than I had remembered you being here. And then he shows her the Radiant, and Radiant Pink is born. Eva plays Radiant Pink. I love the art in this. It's so good.
Is this looks like I've seen the art before. Like, is this was this little intro from the ongoing at a point?
Don't remember, and I'm trying to see in the fine print. Usually in the fine print on the page where they have the creative, where they list all the artists and the writers, so usually they have this little tiny blurb of, think of it as, it's not this, but think of it as, FBI warning, if you copy this VHS in any way, you could be liable for blah, blah, blah. And I can't see... Because normally what that will say, we do it in Turtles all the time when you and I cover the Turtles book, where that will say, TMNT Reborn Volume 5, originally published as TMNT issues number blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah.
This is French Carlomongo did the prologue art,
okay,
and Iacono did the color, but... the rest of the book, I guess, is Camarena. Oh, I feel so awful.
Yeah.
But yes.
So you are correct. Yes. So no, yes. So okay, I've got it. So like I said, I had to take a screenshot of the tiny print so I could zoom in on it. This was originally published in single magazine form as Radiant Black number 12. So the prologue is Radiant Black number 12, most likely, and then Radiant Pink 1-5. I'm assuming the prologue is because it has then chapter 1-1 to the so the prologue is from Radiant Black number 12, and let me look up Radiant Black number 12 really quickly.
Ooh. Technical difficulties, let's move on, shall we?
So yes, folks, the prologue is Radiant Black issue number 12, so that's where you've seen this before from. I still love it, though. It's still awesome art. And seeing each of these characters go, like we said when we did volume 3 or volume 4, I forget where issue 18 falls for Radiant Black, when we did the Radiant Yellow thing and we saw Wendell's entire life and back and forth and everything else. Same thing here with Eva's, with Eva's story and how she's a streamer and how she's going through things and how her girlfriend breaks up with her. And like I said, Wendell comes along and shows her the pink Radiant, and she becomes Radiant Pink, and it just kind of goes everywhere. And it goes, this story, like I had only ever read the first two issues of this when it first came out. It wasn't because I didn't want to read it. It was just because I am not normally like every other comic book reader. I am perfectly fine waiting for the whole damn story so I can read it all at once in the trade. And this was one of those for me. So I had really only ever read the first two issues. So everything else was super fresh and new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really dig how the prologue is, how she and Wendell interact with each other, how, we see her powers and everything, and how the story, the prologue kind of ends with them on the cliff overlooking Lake Michigan. Hey! That's right!
Because they're all in Gary, Indiana-ish.
Yeah. They're in Indiana-ish. That's right. And that state of Indiana, it's got some serious ish around it. But yeah, no. The prologue. What do you like or dislike about the prologue?
I think it's noteworthy to realize that Wendell found the radiant yellow and pink, and when he touched the yellow, he kind of foresaw Eva coming into
the pink
his life to find the radiant pink.
Yep.
So I think that's kind of interesting. She doesn't quite call attention, like, wait a minute, how do you know this and that? Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's neat. I like when Wendell is going to be key to how all of this turns out. Someday.
Yeah, because if she had started to question him about how he knows all this and everything else and all of that, we would then have to have two or three pages of him giving her the Cliff Notes version of issue 18 and his life and everything else. And it's more of, hey, you know, let's get you set up with your radiant. Let's, you know, give you a whole new purpose for what you want to do, and you want to make a difference in the world and everything else. So we get to chapter one and we go to Paris. Okay. I don't know why the summer games are in Paris this year, but okay, sure, fine, whatever. I'm a Winter Olympics person. I'm not. The last time I was a Summer Olympics fan was the Dream Team, 1992. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and all them.
Oh, man, I have all the basketball cards.
Oh, he's rich, folks.
Yeah, don't I wish.
Yeah, I can hear your eyes rolling. So Eva hits the stream. She starts a new stream. And this is what I like about this is how they display how the stream is shown to the viewers, because this is nothing like Twitch currently to me. This is nothing like YouTube. And this is cool. Like, this is like how the opening page of chapter one here is, where she's, you're watching Eva Plays, which is behind her text bubble of, yo, what's good, gamers, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then we see the 1,368 gamers watching, and we see all the comment. Like, I love how the lettering is done with that and the display of it all. It's so cool.
Eva is running a scam now where manager assistant is running pre-recorded stuff interlaced with video from Radiant Pink, who's actually Eva out traveling the world helping people out.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's a scam. It's more of a...
Well, she's got to keep her secret identity up, and she has the ability to do something cool.
Yep, absolutely. Kevin McCattister is the cat's name. Nice Home Alone reference.
Young enough to know what that is?
Huh?
Is she young enough to know Home Alone?
you mean old enough to know? Probably not.
Yes, too young to know what... None of her parents were doing their job, and... My kids know Kevin McCallister.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Hey, look, folks, we're recording this at the end of July. It's still Christmas in July. It's fine. So I believe her assistant's name or her friend's name here is Maddie. And they're talking and everything else. And because Maddie's like, you need to get some rest. Have you even eaten anything yet? Kind of thing and everything else. She's like, oh, I'll get some rest at some point after Pink Patrol.
You know, that doesn't sound as cool as you think it does.
Pink Patrol, activate. Okay, sure. And we have a little scene with her grandmother and Maddie and all that. And then we get to Eva taking care of a couple of the bad guys. It goes back and forth between that and the grandmother and Maddie. And it gets to a point where she's on the edge of the beach or whatever there. And she's looking at her ex's stuff and everything else. And she falls asleep and she wakes up and does all that stuff. And she goes back to the stream. And then all of a sudden, there's a bomb. Uh-oh.
Yeah, she telegraphed to her viewers that she was going to go work a charity event at this hospital, and yep. the what do they call those guys? The super powered terrorist people that absorb radiant power.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yep.
What it's Shift and oh god, I forget what the name of the. That's the other thing. There's a Shift miniseries too that we'll have to get to eventually one of these days. Oh yeah. The rate, man, the massive verse is now very massive. It's expanded everywhere. So yeah, so I'll have to get that at some point. But yeah, it's those people that want the powers and big bada boom, and she's got to save everybody, and she runs into this EMT Kelly, and they go in and try to save all the people, and little does she know, Kelly has a whole other agenda, sort of, kind of, a little bit. Uh-huh. And as they're getting out of the thing, the portals aren't exactly the color that they use. They look very evil now. And then there's this, like, it took me half a second to realize there was an evil face on, uh-huh. on location 43 of the train, where she says, "Come on, Pinky, one more, please." But, like, oh my god, what's the evil face doing with the, like, the portal? That's weird. And I love the color change. I love how, you know, the whole time in this first chapter, we have all of the, I don't want to say normal, but, you know, I don't want to say basic either, but I'm going to, but just, you know, your normal average basic colors. Like with Maddie and the grandmother just sitting there on the bed, it's, you know, like purple and pink walls with them in orange and green and white and whatever. And then you have Eva kind of sleeping on the beach there next to Lake Michigan and all that with the moon. And then you have the bomb explosion and everything she has to do with Kelly to save the people, and the colors just shift to a, no pun intended, to a point where it's all dark and mysterious and not gruesome, but wow. Very cool.
Yeah, very rich coloring.
Yes, very rich coloring. Amazing colors. Absolutely love it. So we get to chapter 2. It's Radiant Pink and Kelly. And they're doing this whole love thing with the two of them and everything else, which is nice and sweet and all of that. And
it was hard for me to watch this thing, this romance go on and develop, because Kelly was there to steal her powers, and so right. I didn't trust her motives at any point. I didn't know if she was a good person who got roped into wearing the vest that steals the powers, or if she was fully in on it as well. So I don't trust any of it. And in my head, Eva's a kid, like a young kid, maybe 18. I suppose she could be in her 20s of some sort, but
yeah, she's close to being out of high school. Like, she's almost kind of like maybe 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there. I would assume.
I think after this issue, I think they probably wouldn't have gone there unless she was actually an adult.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have had the scene later.
Yep.
If she wasn't an adult.
So I'm definitely not trustful of Kelly at all at any point in this. So I was questioning her motives the whole time. Yeah. But because that vest has been absorbing her powers, she can't seem to rest up to control the portals again, and they're not on Earth. She tries again. They're not on Earth. They go to some really interesting elseworlds that aren't Earth-like at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, very cool, yeah. And it's very cool. Like, again, the art here is very, very cool. And again, you have the mix of real world with the grandmother and Maddie and Kevin Cam with the cat. And yeah, this is what I love about this whole Radiant stuff, all this Massiveverse stuff with the Radiance, because They make the colors so rich and so vibrant in everything, from the dark to the light to just in between it all. And it's amazing. And I love how her radiant pink suit kind of changes to fit that a little bit. Mm-hmm. In the trade, location 65 of 148. It's when the big giant blue cat swats at her, where she says, "For the record, I love cats, and I hate that things have come to this." And the cat swats at her, but her whole suit, because it basically cuts her whole head, because you see the blood and everything else, but the way her suit is, it's like, ooh, it's turning darker. It's doing this. It's doing that. I love that. It looks so freaking cool.
Yeah, the world that they're stuck in at that point is kind of something out of her imagination, which is really peculiar. And there's that comic book dot, like Pantone, that's not the right word, but the dot matrix kind of coloring ink, CMYK stuff going on. Actually, it's just black and pink, convenient. Yeah. But that's this weird texture that's shown up on her suit in this place, doing its thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. And, like, the cat, that's this whole imaginary cat thing, like, blue cat on red background and all of that, it's very, very fun. And as issue 2 comes to a close, we see them, you know, starting more of their romance here.
And we also see Kelly in defending Eva from that cat, kind of taking on some of that getting a little too excited to be violent.
Yeah, a little bit. We see a little bit of that because we see Eva's face is like, really? What are you, Kelly? What are you doing? Like, you know, we see the maniacal look on Kelly's face, and just the concern on Eva's face. And she's like, "I'm taking care of this." And in that panel of her saying, "I'm taking care of this," I need to see another close up of her eyes, but her eyes look like they've gone completely red. Like, oops.
Some dangerous power.
That's right. And we get to chapter 3. We get to the hospital here. And
A little bit of Kelly's backstory.
Yes, a little bit of Kelly's backstory, which is really nice. Again, you've got technically 6 issues because of the prologue, but the prologue was just to set up Eva with Radiant Pink and to tell her side of the story. With these first 3 issues, we've gotten more of what's going on, and like you said, this is pretty much Kelly's story here, which is, oh wow, it's, again, it's just so, so good. And then we get to a point of her seeing the pink radiant in the hospital collapse, and then we go back to her and Eva.
Now, inside the kitty's spaceship on a pink fuzzy bed.
Yes. That was my... I try my best not to nitpick stuff, folks, but I looked at that and I'm like, wait, what? But I get it. It's fine. It's no biggie. She wakes up. They have a conversation. And Eva says, "So you're a bad guy with powers? That's a gross oversimplification. I'm an EMT, but yes, there was another reason I was at that hospital." And she shows her... I'll make the joke, folks. She shows her chest. And we see the tech that Kelly doesn't actually know what it is or whatever. And Eva's like, don't touch me. Jesus, fine. You're as spicy as the cat. Look, Eva, I wasn't trying to hurt anyone, I swear. I only wanted... That hospital, all those kids, no, listen, I didn't know they were going to do that. Do it like that. You could have killed everyone. So they're getting into an argument. Honeymoon's over, folks. And again, the art here, is the colors, just so amazing. Absolutely love it. And she teleports them to what I assume is a... Because there is no caption here saying where this is, but it looks like some sort of desert or desert planet. Because to borrow a quote from Star Wars, that's no moon. I mean, it probably is, but it doesn't look like any moon I've seen before. And there's two of them. So, holy crap, could they go to Tatooine? Sorry, folks, I couldn't help. So the two of them fight each other for a little bit, and, you know, she's like, oh, let me, you know, I'm telling you, I care about you, let me go, I promise, I don't want to hurt you, now listen. And it ends up with, fine, okay, but I have a condition. That comes off. So they go to team up, and apparently it doesn't come off. We see more of these giant imaginary ? Cats, and I wasn't sure what the deal with the cat was. Like, I'm sitting here trying to...
Well, the whole story was that the cat maybe wasn't actually trying to hurt them until they attacked it, and Once they're on this thing that is apparently its spaceship, it hits a translator button that they originally had turned off, and then now they're talking to the cat, who's species thinking, sentient cat, and Eva tries a portal to get him back home again. She's rested a little bit, but she pokes her head through and says, nope, this isn't it. And the cat says, well, I'll tell you what, we'll go to my kitty cat home planet, and our engineers there will help you figure out how to get home. And so they're like, okay. And they spend some time on that planet, I think, stuck because it's raining and the cat's mortal enemy is water. tries to take off.
Doesn't work.
There? Oh, yeah. They're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
They kiss, and then the cat freaks out because this giant water hand comes up from the ground and grabs them.
Yep.
End of issue 3.
Yep. Yeah, giant water. Wow. Yeah. Holy crap. This is what I love about comics is you can have, like, the first two issues be all story, and even the beginning part of this is all story because of getting to know kind of Kelly's background and stuff like that. And then the rest of the issue for issue 3 basically just turns into an action-packed thing where the cat is like you already said, here's this, here's that, here's my home planet, which for some odd reason I'm a cat, and cats don't like water, and yet my home planet is Kamino with clones. Really? Okay, it's not Kamino, but you get the point, folks. It's a water planet and a giant water hand. So chapter 4, issue 4 here. And I forgot to do this. I wanted to do this earlier. Maybe I'll go back and read the other three. But chapter 4, a sudden but inevitable betrayal. I forgot to read the titles of the issues. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to go back right now. So that was chapter 4. The prologue did not have a title. It is just prologue because it was chapter 18 or issue 18 of Radiant Black. Chapter 1 is Meet Cute / Horrible. Oh, boy. Oh, that's hilarious. And then chapter 2 is, if I can get to it fairly quickly here, Eva and Kelly's Complicated Adventure. So think Bill and Ted, folks. Which is very fun. And again, so far, even though we don't trust Kelly, we don't know what her motives are, even though she seems to, you know, be good-ish, Let's see, ish, whatever. Oh, in chapter 3, the world's worst love story. Ain't that the truth? Ain't love grand? Yeah, I'm still really digging this. I love it that they did a mini series for Eva. And like you said, giant water hand. And we begin chapter 4 with more streaming.
I'm trying to remember her friend's name.
Maddie.
Maddie. Maddie is trying to keep the stream alive with reruns and Kevin McAllister cam. But I think viewership is concerned. Something's sus.
Yep, absolutely.
But boy, is she working hard.
Oh, yes, she is. Eva gets a text from Marshall. Gasp, Jolly Ranchers. Jolly Ranchers? We get more of the hand out of the water thing. And does this does say something. He wrote to say, the escape from certain death a few days ago. That's what it says. With the hand in the water in the cat ship and all that. So yeah, once again, the cat thing just, I don't know, it doesn't bother me, but it's a little creepy. It's
weird.
Very. What are you thinking so far for issue 4, chapter 4 here?
It's impressive how loyal Maddie is trying to keep everything going on, and she gets the text from Marshall and then figures it out and goes to find Marshall to say, hey, Pink needs help. And how risky that is to approach somebody about their secret identity. She's brave and fighting for her friend. I think that's impressive.
Yep. You always get to fight for your friends, man. No matter what. Which, wow, for some odd reason, that me saying that made me want to watch Lethal Weapon 4 for some odd reason. The end of that movie. We're not friends, we're family.
I don't think I've ever seen Lethal Weapon 4.
What? How is that possible?
I don't know, but I'll fix that this week.
So, oh God. All right, folks. Tangent time. Lethal Weapon 1, classic, obviously. This is the one with Mr. Joshua, with Gary Busey, and a bunch of other people. And then Lethal Weapon 2 is the one with... the South African, I forget what his name is, but it's the South Africans in LA and all that. Lethal Weapon 3 is with Jack Travis with the corrupt police state. That's the one where Rene Russo's character, Lorna, is introduced. And then 4 is just, it's got Jet Li and Chris Rock. And Lethal Weapon 4 was 1998, so it was kind of at the, I want to say it was at the height of Jet Li's American popularity. I'm sure he was popular before that, but like late 90s, Jet Li here, Jet Li there, Jet Li was everywhere kind of thing. And Lethal 4, I still love that movie to this day.
Cool.
Hello? Hello? Shit! Fucking phones, man. You get a call, they cut you off. You make a call, they cut you off. What's the point?
You know what they're doing, kid? They fuck you with cell phones. That's what it is. They're fucking you with the cell phone. They love when you get cut off. You know why? Huh? You know why? Because when you call back, which they know you're going to do, they charge you for that fucking first minute again at that high rate.
If you're lucky enough to be able to call back, because the 3-hour battery you got only lasts for 20 fucking minutes.
Or what if you're behind a fucking hill and it's going...
Damn tunnel or some shit, man. And they keep making it smaller. You know why they make them this small? So you can lose them. Why? So you have to buy more phones. I never lost my mother's phone. Took you 2 hours to make a damn long distance call. 4. 5. I messed up. Hang up. Gotta do it again. 4. 5. I never lost my Sports Illustrated swimsuit phone.
And how about the fucking scanners? These idiots, they get your phone number, and then they make calls all over the world.
Oh, somebody took my number.
What happened to you?
They called Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Okay. Afghanistan. I don't know nobody in Afghanistan. I don't know what fucking Afghanistan looked like. And even if I did, I would not talk to their Afghan ass for 3 hours. I won't talk to my daddy for 3 hours.
They fuck you, they fuck you, they fuck you with the cell phones. Hey, you know what happens when you go to a drive-thru? They get you... Hold on.
Why am I talking?
Hold on. Bill Getz, private investigator.
Private investigator?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Getz, I was wondering if you would be willing to investigate my privates.
Investigate what?
My privates, you stupid shit. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, very funny, Riggs. You're costing me a lot of money here.
Yeah, at least $3
dance for a fucking call. They're fucking me with the cell phones. Now you're fucking me.
You're pretty tough when you're on the phone, aren't you, little fella?
That's right. Telephone tough guy.
So, yeah, Maddie goes to see Marshall, and Marshall's like, oh, what you're talking about? Oh, yeah, then why do you have a picture of this? And then we get back to imaginary world with the cat, and we have the infamous scene with Eva and Kelly. And I'm still questioning Kelly's motives because...
Yep, I do.
Oh, no. Now, I will say, during this scene, if you're on Kindle Comics, folks, and you use the guided view, it zooms in on the panel where we see the thing attached to Kelly's back. At first, I thought, because of the impassioned state that the two of them are in, that it was going to be able to be removed kind of thing. That's not the case.
Huh? I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, just that one panel there. But that's not the case. So, and then they get into another fight.
And in the middle of the fight, the cats come in and realize, oh no, we need you for your thumbs. We can't press buttons. And so they try to defend themselves, Eva and Kelly. And, of course, Eva gets tired out right away because her power's getting sapped. So Kelly's saving it, and she's just annihilating these cats. Yeah. It's another sign.
Yeah, like, this is full-on feline murder. And that's not funny, folks. It's funny that I said that, but, like, literally, Eva's telling her to stop, and she gets her into a portal, and then they get out into space, and Kelly can't breathe, and it's kind of like when people decide to use the "it's complicated" relationship status on Facebook. That's what this entire comic is with the two of them. And then, folks, we get to existence with a pink robot. Of course there's a pink robot. Everybody, you get a robot, you get a robot, you get a robot. And I kind of dig this.
Yep.
I really do. I love this. This is so cool. And he was like, I've been waiting for this moment, but you have to send me back. Kelly is dying. Yeah. She gets sent back. She saves her. Sort of. Holy shit. Okay. Now, see here. I thought that was a whole, like, I thought they were doing all, but it's super fast talking. Holy shit. It worked. gasp. They start breathing again. Cough. Breathe. I can cough. Breathe. Yay. And as chapter 4 ends, they have a little sunset embrace. Okay, so we're at the finale now, and... Do we trust her yet or no still?
No, I don't trust her at all. Blah, blah, blah. She seems to trust her just fine.
Yeah. Oh, about this.
It's the, what's the thing where you fall in love with your captor?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. I think they're the only people there. They keep saving each other's life. I mean,
yeah.
Who else are you going to bond with?
Yeah. And we get back to the point where Eva and Kelly are back with Maddie. And Maddie, according to Kelly, is being a little harsh and everything. And Maddie says, respectfully, you don't know the first thing about our world. And you're lucky Eva is so graciously allowing you to be in it. And Kelly fights, but, you know, newsflash, I'm in Eva's world because I'm her girlfriend. Are you sure you aren't just jealous? And this basically just, Eva's like, hey, enough. And whole back and forth and drama and everything else. Yeah. And Kelly just says, oh, at the end of the day, it's all about your numbers, isn't it?
That's a familiar thing.
Hmm? With?
That her original girlfriend was upset that
she
couldn't break away from her community.
Yeah, break away from the community, yep. Yeah. And he was like, okay, that was a lot. And she goes back to somewhere? Where did she go? At first, I thought that was the beach, but I don't think that's Lake Michigan because she portals out.
I bet she's totally, yeah, laying on the rocks.
Okay.
The little panel off to the left shows she's stepping out of the portal and there's some waves crashing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it, yep. Like that panel where she doesn't get it. She doesn't mm-hmm. understand. Like because of the way that panel is, to me, it looks like it's a planet surface, not. But I get it. It's the rock facing part of. Okay, yeah. And then we see that she has a tracker on Kelly, and then we get to the idiots, the tech idiots. Because Kelly goes to them, and they're like, "Oh, we want your tech. We need this." And she's like, "I told you, I can't get it off of me." The douche here is this Shift. I forget. I don't remember.
I don't think it's Shift. No, because after they threaten her and threaten Eva, she decides to use the powers and just tears them to pieces.
Yeah, because Eva's like, "How? What did you do?" And Kelly says, "They threatened you, so you killed them." I had to protect. No, you didn't. They threatened to kill you, Eva. Even if they didn't, they wouldn't have stopped coming after me. We wouldn't have been able to be together. Do you honestly think we can be together now? Of course we can. Well, isn't that narcissistic of her? Narcissists. Oh, boy. We're a team, Eva. I protect you. You protect me just like before. I'll always protect you. I love you. That vest. It's done something to your brain. It's really I see
I've
what?
Done things she was kind of messed up a little bit always, and
probably
that just power just unlocked what was already there.
Yeah, and Kelly just murdered two people.
Yep.
And she's even saying, like, and I would do it again, Eva. I'm not losing someone I love. Not again. You already have. And big old fight. They're like, oh, I'm going to go after this person and that person and everything else. You can't stop me. Hello. I suck your... Oh, wow. Better not use that term. I siphon your power with this stuff here. And they go into a whole big old fight. Meanwhile, Maddie is at... she's at the grocery store. Hello? Hey, Maddie, this is Marshall. Who? I love that. The jerk in the black suit. Right. How'd you get this number? From Eva's website. Says you're the content manager. And BFF, Gopher, whatever else she needs. Right. Saw that. She's back. Great news. No thanks to you. And again, this is cool. I think this is interesting that we have a Radiant series based on Eva and everything in her world, but we still have the part of Radiant Black with Marshall and new Radiant Tech Terrorist battles with Radiant Pink, and it's live and they're fighting and all of this, and wow.
Sees that on her phone and gets to the site, gets to where they're fighting.
Yeah, and it's so cool. It's so good. And I would absolutely want, you know, you and I have, for years now on this podcast, we've talked about certain pages that we would want as like posters or art or whatever on the walls. Location in the trade anyway, location 129, where you see the top with the things where Maddie's like, Eva, no, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. That whole page, because of the pinkness, because of the way her suit looks, the pink radiating off of it where she says Kelly. Oh, that looks so good. That would be an amazing poster. Absolutely love it.
So, yeah, she just got her super amped up form.
Yep. It's over 9,000.
Yeah, but I was going to say the Super Sentai, but that's not the right term. They already are a Super Sentai team. She got her mega level 9,000 form, yes.
Yep. Really mega level, because, dang, she ends up turning all pink. Holy crap. That's amazing.
Yep, grabs her, puts her through a portal into the strange place that they first landed, and leaves her there.
Yep.
That's how you create a supervillain.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I know they can come back from that.
I have not watched those yet, but I will soon eventually.
They're really not bad.
No, I didn't think they would be.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, you know. I mean, he's pretty versatile. I mean, between the Grinch, the Mask, Ace Ventura, Dr. Robotnik is just one step away from Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I'm so happy that he came back for a role like that. Like,
yeah. Just,
yes, please, chew scenery, please. And then spit it out and then chew it again because it's just so awesome. Yep. I'm not ready to show my kids Ace Ventura yet.
How old are the kids now?
13 and 7.
Ace came out in 94. So I was 14. Yeah, I would wait a couple of years.
I watched it back then. But.
Yeah. Well, but back then, like, that was 2 years really before the internet, 2 or 3 years before the internet really took off kind of thing. And obviously we had, you know, obviously back then it was a whole other way of living. Nowadays, I don't know.
I think it's the first one. I don't think the first one holds up. There's some transphobia in there that I'm kind of not okay with anymore. But
yeah,
if you can, I don't know. I don't know how to do. I don't know how to handle that stuff.
It's all just the way I look.
Jim Carrey's a genius.
Yeah, the way I look at those movies with those old jokes and things like that is, I look at it in the time that it was made. It was made in it was probably filmed and everything else from 92 to 93, and then it was released in 94. It's a product of its time, and it's not supposed to hold up to today's standards. Mm-hmm. Yes, the humor is uncomfortable, but back then they didn't know any better or whatever. So we've got Eva and Kelly. Kelly's in the hospital.
Yeah, I quit. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And she said, Eva says, if I don't get help now, I'm not sure how much longer I'll be around, kind of thing. They have this whole thing, and this is overdue. I can't pretend I'm not hurting anymore. My depression is eating me alive. The world would never know because on the outside, I'm the happiest sad girl you'll ever meet. I love that light song. Me too. So yeah, she's going to get the help she needs and everything else, And she says on the stream, she says, I've been your friendly neighborhood gamer for some time now, and you've been with me every step of the way. For that, I'll be forever grateful. But my mental health has been shit for a while. I need to take a step back and take better care of myself. I wish I could be more for everyone. But right now, I need to be enough for me, and I don't know how long that'll take or what it'll look like. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, but I promise this. I'll see you guys on the other side. And click in stream, and that's the end of the book. This is cool. So, obviously, we've seen Radiant Pink before. We saw her in the prologue with issue 18 of Radiant Black, and we will see her. We've seen her already in other issues of Radiant Black since we are now up to right before the Catalyst War, because we did Volume 4, 2 in 1. But I love this. I think this is super cool. It's a full, complete character story. Every character in this, but obviously, specifically Eva, since it's her story, it's so fun.
I ended up liking Eva more. And a lot of the books that we read do this, that I'm initially annoyed by her because she's a young kid and she's obnoxious and stuck in herself. But
and you're an old man.
When you get to know, of course.
Old man.
Exactly. But once you get to know it's a comic character, but here I am saying once you get to know the human behind all of that, it makes you care about them a little more.
Yep.
And indeed I do.
Yeah, she's very, very cool. And I'm so glad that they told her story. It's so much fun. So that's it, folks. Radiant Pink. I'm probably going to give it a 4 out of 5. Uh-huh. I liked it overall, but I don't know. There, like you said, there's just certain things about the story. We don't know if we should trust Kelly at all. And at the time the story ends, Kelly's still in the hospital, and mm-hmm. Eva's the one that's going to go get her shit right and fix herself up and get her mental health checked out and get the help that she needs. My question is, and this is a question because I'm pretty sure Kelly's not – I'm pretty sure she wasn't in 2-in-1. in Volume 4 of Radiant Black. But once the Catalyst War starts, I wonder if Kelly's going to show up again. I don't mind if she does. My question in wondering that is, are we going to learn that Kelly also got the help that she needed? Because Kelly, kind of a psychopathic murderer.
Yeah,
probably be in a mental institution.
I don't know. I mean, if she can figure out how to come back from getting dropped off in the middle of somewhere. Is the suit going to drive her completely mad?
It probably is already. I would like to see if Kelly does come back. I would like to see her without the tech on her to see if her personality is any different, to see if it's the tech that is the one that's like, hey, it doesn't matter if you murder two people. Yes, it does.
Kind of important.
Yeah. Like, come on now. But yeah. So, 4 for me. What are you going to give it?
Could make it really hard and say 3.75, but I will also say 4.
Okay. You could have gone 3.5. We have half points still.
That's too low. This deserves
God, that's hilarious. All right, folks, we're going to a quick ad break. We're going to come back to preview what's coming up here inside the pull bag and close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yes.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes, also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about the New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We could give it a catchy name like Come Out to Play. Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin, that's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon, I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Long Box Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Long Box Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors, come out to play, yay!
A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh yes, definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast, or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Do you like IDW Comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW Comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
Imagine a podcast that celebrates the things we love. Why spend time being so angry and cynical about our fandoms? Join me, the Irredeemable Shag, for a show where we're just trying to be happy. The Once Upon a Geek Podcast. Our discussions focus on a variety of geeky subjects that we're passionate about. While the topics will be ever-changing, our focus will be on science fiction, comic books, what it means to be a geek in this world, and other nostalgia-fueled ideas. Life is short. Focus on the positive. Find your joy. The Once Upon a Geek Podcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music. I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing. Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, this was the quote-unquote final episode I had to produce because right now, as of this recording, people are going to kill me if I do this, but I might do it anyway. The pull bag might be going daily for the next 10 days. I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not. But I really don't want to take all this content and have it go through to October because with the 2-month hiatus that we took, I've also been doing stuff with my buddy Jesse, a.k.a. Matrix Prime. He started up his own comic show. He's brand new to comics. He's one of those people that he was a cartoon kid, not a comics kid, and wow. He didn't give a rip about comics whatsoever. And then we kind of talked him into checking out some of the Transformers stuff from IDW at the time. And with the whole under Image Comics, their imprint Skybound Entertainment with having the Energon Universe and Skybound having the Transformers and G.I. Joe license now. He's now getting into comics. I'm kind of having to having to teach him the ins and like he always constantly complains about artist changes. So... and I'm not trying to throw the guy under the bus. I'm really not. But what he'll say is, like, we're reviewing Void Rivals, which is Skybound's original series that includes some Transformers characters here and there. But it's their original series. And so far, we've almost gotten through two full story arcs. Well, at the end of the first story arc, the end of the first six issues, issue seven, the artist changed. And he's like, but I like the other, I don't want it to, but, I'm like, it's okay. It's been happening for the last 100 years. Artists change when story changes type stuff or whatever. So I'm having to teach him the ropes of the comic knowledge that I have had for the last 11 and a half, almost 12 years.
Yeah, you got to think it's like this. A different director taking a shot at a James Bond film. It's going to feel different. It's going to look different.
Absolutely. So, yes, folks, either the next 10 days or the next 20 days or something, we've got episode 552, which was DC Comics Superman Unchained, which is the Scott Snyder Superman book. And then Jesse and I continue the Void Rivals stuff with issue 8. JT from Saskatoon and I did Batman Beyond Neo Gothic. And then Jesse and I have got Duke and Cobra Commander issue 4, the Energon Universe Free Comic Book Day special, Duke and Cobra Commander issue 5, Void Rivals number 9, Destro and Scarlet number 1, Void Rivals number 10, and Destro and Scarlet number 2. So that's episodes 551 to 561 of The Pullbag. And we've got Void Rivals number 11. We just recorded that. As of this recording, it should be online soon. This episode will be out as soon as I get it edited. And then we've got two more episodes. And yeah, I can tell you, though, folks, my ultimate grand scheme for 2024 is not working out. I do not think we are going to get to start issue 600. So I think what was probably going to happen is we are going to go to issue 599 or issue episode 599 of the podcast, and that will be it for 2024. So as I'm saying this, I need to make sure I write this down to make sure I don't screw this up. And then next year, in our 12th year in 2025, we will be starting with 90 Nights of Nightwing. As long as I can find 90 full episodes for Nightwing Comics, because so far I've only found episodes 601 to 658. I'm missing about 40 or so, 30 or so episodes, because there's not more Nightwing Comics as of this recording in 2024. Hopefully by 2025 there will be more. And I was also thinking of splitting some animation stuff in there. Maybe, I don't know about that yet. But yes, the grand scheme, the scheme that has been in the makings, in the plans since episode 500 last year or the year before. I forget when episode 500 was released, and I'm not looking at the website currently. 90 Nights of Nightwing, starting with Nightwing, Old Friends, New Enemies, and then the 1995 series going through to Nightwing Year One, Mobbed Up, Renegade, Love and War, The Lost Year, Nightwing and Huntress, the four-issue miniseries, Peter Tomasi's Nightwing, Batman, Battle for the Cowl, Batman and Robin, Volume 1, a bunch of Batman Streets of Gotham, because that's when Dick Grayson was Batman. And then finally, after all these years, we will return to the New 52, Kyle Higgins, Nightwing Run.
Wow.
And more. So yeah, huge, huge things, huge plans for the Pullbag. And I am writing this down right now because I do not want to forget. That will be starting in January 2025. Because I don't think I can get to it this year. I don't think I can. I don't think I... I'm the engine that couldn't, folks. That's right. The engine that couldn't. There we go. That's a me. It's a me, a Mikeyo. Mr. Joe Reed, sir, you have some sort of sale you do. When's the next Geek Stuff Garage sale?
Oh, this is fun because I get to do a little bit of time traveling. Either that or you're gonna be how I debut the date. You get the scoop.
Yay.
September 28th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Geek Stuff Garage sale is going to be at the Comic Signal at the north end of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 50 vendors, more than likely. We haven't even asked for vendors yet, but we never have a problem getting 50 of them. So probably do the same. But 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. we'll be there selling all manner of geek paraphernalia.
You might want to rephrase that. You said 10 a.m. to 5 a.m.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, like, I said time traveling, and that just, I did that and was there too early.
All right. So just to recap, folks, we are about 2 full months away from that. Like he said, Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep. All announcements go through the Facebook page, facebook.com/geekstuffgaragesale. I might need to reach out to some expert out there somewhere, because I hear Facebook is for old people, and I don't know how to reach those young kids. And there are plenty of young collectors out there. They're not going to create a Facebook page just to see my crap.
Stop. I think I can help you a little bit, and I'm about as old as you are. All right, folks, thank you for joining us. This has been episode 551 of The Pullbag. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. First of all, go on over to geekcastradio.com. You can listen to and comment on all of our content. Please leave us comments on podcasts, on written content, and all the stuff that we do over there. And with this being the 15th anniversary, 15 years ago, this past June 1st, 2009, is when Steve Megatron and I launched the Geekcast Radio Network. So we are celebrating 15 years of the website, of the network. It has a brand new, bright, shiny, and new, all new look to geekcastradio.com for 15 years or so, maybe longer than that. Steve Megatron has always done the magazine style of website design. He and I spent about 3 different Mondays going through over 2,000 different website designs. And for me, with website design, there are a few things that have to be there. Number one, the search bar has to be at the top of the mother freaking website. Anyone that makes you scroll to the bottom of their website, I'm looking at utfw2005.com, to get to a search bar is ridiculous. Number two, because I'm visually impaired, I've been legally blind since birth, I need certain visual cues and certain, I just need things to look uniform and to look sleek and sexy and be imported and everything else, all kinds of Transformers references and whatever. So yes, we have this whole new design, whole new look to the website. Go check it out. Go exploring. I am loving the new website. There is this feature at the bottom of the main page that I'm absolutely loving, and I'm just going to look at it right now so I can tell you guys what exactly it is so you know. So, folks, the brand new, all new GeekCastRadio.com, we have at the bottom of the page, before you get to all of the About section or whatever else, we have the Explore Podcast Categories. This is cool. You can explore the genre shows, the general geek shows, the review shows, all of our 15 years of almost 4,000 episodes, all the archive stuff, our top 100 countdowns, the top 50 video games countdown we did, convention coverage that we do, which actually that's funny because last couple of years, my buddies Chris and Matt, who live out in the Pacific Northwest where I used to live, I've been doing convention recaps with them, so I can do a Grand Con. Wow, that's not the damn name of a damn convention. I can do a Geek Stuff Garage Sale recap with you once it's over in September.
All right.
So yeah, check out geekcastradio.com. All new, all different, all awesome. You can send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on all the podcatching clients you choose to use. I prefer Spotify, but that's just me because I'm an Android user and I don't mess with rotten fruit that, you know, Adam and Eve decided to. Yeah. Anyway, follow us on X at Geekcast Radio for the network, at The Pullbag for the show. I'm at TFG and Mike. There was a Hawaiian shirt on X, but I think that has since disappeared.
I'm on Instagram, but that's for my students. Okay. I just probably post designs there. I didn't think about that. Nice. I'll have to do I have to make up a new Twitter or not. Well, no Instagram. I have to make up a new Instagram. The kids do Instagram still, don't they?
Yes, they do. Instagram is where it's at, actually. Become a fan on Facebook, though. Facebook.com/GeekCastRadio. Or also check out the pullbag over there, as well as the Geek Stuff Garage Sale. As I mentioned earlier, join us next time when we will be discussing DC Comics Superman Unchained. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
I have been Joe Reed.
As always, make your greatest game to comics, and we will catch you next time.
Any minute now, Brainiac will explode. And guess what? You're going with him. No, Darkseid. To get off this rock, you'll have to go through me.
You really are a glutton for punishment. Time and again I've beaten you, humbled you. What makes you think today's outcome will be any different?
Because this time, I won't stop until you're just a greasy smear on my fist. Let's go.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
I'm not hearing this.